Marianne is on the Team Hochberg phone line. Marianne, we mentioned earlier that because of the pandemic and people spending so much time together, the divorce rate is up. It's easy to get on one another's nerves. Am I getting on your nerves?
Yes, you are, Bob.
What a surprise.
Like, I know that I'm getting on your nerves, too, right?
Oh, no. No, of course not. No way.
But even though we're getting on each other's nerves, like, there are some lines that people in relationships should never cross, whether you're married or just, you know, or a couple unmarried. Just when you're having a relationship, like, there are lines you should not cross. And marriage counselors and relationship experts have come up with, like, examples of what couples should never say to each other. Can you guess any of these?
Yes, but go ahead with your list from the experts.
Okay. Never say grow up, because it's belittling, and it assumes that you're always right and your partner is wrong, and it invalidates your partner.
No, that's never heard in our house, at least not about you anyway.
Well, and imagine me saying grow up to you. How much more can you grow up?
I think I remember you saying that to me, but okay, let's go down the list. What else?
Okay, this is your fault. So blaming is never a good idea, because you just foster resentment and anger, and you can't just say it's one person's fault.
But what if it's never your fault, though?
Well, it's always both people's fault in a way.
Okay.
I mean, how you react to things is your responsibility. So it's really about responsibility.
Yeah. Well, it's never my fault is what I was alluding to, but I get you. Okay.
Okay. I should have never married you.
No. I
would never say that. It can ruin your relationship in an instant. And also, it's casting doubt on for your partner on whether you think that there was a better option out there, and it deeply wounds. And also, it's really tough to come back from that one. So, you know, just think about it. Like, when you make up, like, you know, now you have to get through, wait, I should have never married you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very tough to repair.
Yeah, I would never say that, because, dating is way too hard, too much trouble. It's too much work. So I would always say, I'm lucky to be married to you. I'm glad I'm married to you.
Thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm. All right. So I wish I never listened to you. Do you hear that one in your life? You say that I have said that to you.
Yeah,
but
you have.
I don't remember ever saying that to you.
Rarely.
I wish I never listened to you.
Once in a while, you'll ask for an idea from me, or a suggestion, or you're trying to make a decision, and I'll come up with something. And then later, I will always hear, I shouldn't have listened to you.
You always hear that?
Well, not always.
That should be another one. Never say always, and never say never.
Okay. But, I'll always remember that.
So you'll always. Okay. You're just like your mother or your father.
Well, I know if you say that to me about my father, it means I'm just sitting around waiting to be served. And if you say it about my mother, it usually means that I'm doing a poor me. So I'm hip to that.
So it's insulting not just to your partner, but also to this relative that you have agreed by marriage to take into your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, getting to know your partner's family, you know, means that you have welcomed them, and then now you are insulting both, and it's like it's a lack of respect.
Right.
So remove that from your vocab.
Mm-hmm.
And one final one, if you don't do whatever, like X, Y, or Z, it's over.
Oh, that's too scary. I'd be too scared to say that.
I would be too scared to say that, too. You know, ultimatums, like, they never work. Ultimatums never work. And if you throw around a threat like that, you better follow through with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And yes,
also,
I do.
And it makes your spouse feel like they're just one mistake away from losing you. So you don't want either partner to feel insecure in the relationship.
No, you can't function that way. More from Marianne on her website, savvy-planet.com. Com. I'll be home soon. I'll be home soon. And I've got the list in my hand that you just did. So it'll be a nice weekend.
Thank you so much, Bob.
See you later.
All right. Bye.